Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalm 91, beginning at verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Verses 1 through 16, Psalm 91. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift, the weapon of Psalm 91. Thank you for the ways it's a weapon that we're wise to use on a daily basis. And thank you for your wisdom, your grace, your power, and your goodness that rests within the wisdom of this psalm. Father, help us to grow in our understanding of the need and the wisdom of us walking in the power of your Holy Spirit and your word each and every day. Help us to recognize that you've called us to be kingdom warriors who know how to take your word, the sword of the Spirit, and put it to work both to build the kingdom of God daily and to tear the kingdom of darkness down. Thank you for that opportunity. With every passing day, help us to become more skillful in our use of the sword of the Spirit each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
God, we come to you today and we're so thankful that we can approach your throne boldly based on Jesus Christ, your precious Son, and the death on the cross for us. We thank you for that. Father, your word tells us in Psalm 149 that you take pleasure in your people. What an amazing thought that you do take pleasure in us, Father, that you have set your affection on us, and we rejoice in that today. We thank you for that today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. As always, it's a privilege and an honor to have you listening in. And on an ongoing basis, we're wanting to ask and encourage you to please take time to pray daily for the ministry of the American Family Association. We very much desire and need your prayers. We're in the process of gathering stories now to play during our fall share-a-thon, and we'd like to hear from you. If the Lord has used AFR, American Family Radio, in your life, we'd like to encourage you to give us a call and share that testimony of how the Spirit of God has reached through this radio network to bless you, to encourage you and your family in your walk with the Lord. Please share your story. We'd like to hear specifically your AFR story. Simply call this number, 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-877-876-8893. And if you'll call that number and share your story, we would very much appreciate hearing from you. Also, keep in mind, we want to share with you our By Design Challenge for the month of September. By Design Monthly Challenges are ways for married couples and their families to engage and grow closer together as couples in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. For the month of September, By Design is inviting and encouraging you to participate in the Date Night Challenge. We're asking married couples who live in or near the Jackson, Tennessee area to attend our upcoming Date Night event with speakers Will and Mickey Addison. It's a night of biblical encouragement, laughter, and enjoyment. Registrations open until we reach full capacity. And if you're not able to attend, we want to encourage you to choose a day this month, schedule a babysitter, and either make reservations at a restaurant or create your own date night at home. Make it a night only for you and your spouse to laugh, relax, and enjoy yourselves. To show that you participated, post your pictures on the By Design Facebook and put /BD date night. Again, that's /BD date night. By Design's mission is to educate and encourage people to, that's #BD date night. Again, that's #BD date night. By Design's mission is to educate and encourage people to embrace God's design for marriage and family as the fundamental building block for all human civilization. We want to do that by providing solid biblical articles and podcasts, and also by having challenges that will allow us as well as our listeners to be doers and not just hearers only of the Word of God. For more information on this challenge and upcoming challenges, go to afa.net/by design. Again, that's afa.net/by design. Hope that you will get involved. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today, we're encouraging you. Today, we're encouraging you to focus your attention specifically on the topic of Jesus, the answer to 9/11. Again, Jesus, the answer to 9/11. And of course, just this past weekend on Saturday was the day, September 11th. And many commemorating events took place, reminding us of the tragedy that happened in our nation about right at 20 years ago. But as we focus on our topic for the broadcast today, we're encouraging you to recognize that we serve a God that's so big, so great, so powerful, that He's bigger than a tragedy like 9/11. And His grace, His mercy, and His power were very much evident in many ways on that day. So, and also one of our encouragements to you today is, as I've mentioned before on the broadcast, we're encouraging you as a believer to make it your goal to pray Psalm 91 every single day. Why is that important? Because remember this, the Word of God, all of God's Word is, amongst other things, it's the sword of the Spirit. In other words, the Word of God is a weapon. In fact, it's the most powerful weapon in the universe, the Word of God. And we're to use it wisely and grow in our understanding of how to use it skillfully as well. Psalm 91 in particular is a unique weapon for divine protection in the Word of God. And so we're encouraging you to pray it daily for you and over yourself and over your family. Because remember, no one can protect you like the Lord can. Let me say, if you haven't received a copy of it, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'll be glad to send you a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer. And again, we are encouraging you to pray it absolutely every day. Because again, as I've said, no one can protect us like the Lord can, you and your family. Before going further, reading from Psalm 23, it tells us these words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, of course, obviously, Psalm 23 and Psalm 91 are found in the book of Psalms. Well, you know, the book of Psalms is found right about in the middle of the Bible. And I believe one message about that reality is that Psalms are a central and a critical part of the wonderful Word of God. And also, amongst other things, remember the all of God's word from Genesis to Revelation is a weapon. It's all the sword of the Spirit, but there are many weapons within the weapon of the word of God. Well, a couple of them happen to be Psalm 91 and the 23rd Psalm. As believers, we're wise to pray Psalm 91 every day. We're wise to speak and stand on the promises of Psalm 23 every single day as well. So, again, as we're looking today at the topic, Jesus, the answer to 911, amongst other things, we're encouraging you to recognize that God's word is the most powerful weapon in the world. And one of the ways a couple of the ways we put it to work is we're to read and meditate on the word of God every single day. But also we're to speak the word of God and stand on the word of God as well. And so note, the first words of Psalm 91 tell us, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Well, notice Psalm 91, verse 1, those numbers are 911. Well, Psalm 91, verse 1, remind us of the powerful wisdom in all of Psalm 91. Again, that truth in verse 1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." What is the secret place? The secret place is in that close fellowship relationship with God, where you're trusting God and looking to God to be your protector, your guide, your hiding place, the one that can keep you even in the midst of the storms and the attacks in this crazy and dangerous world we live in. So praying Psalm 91 is a very wise thing for us to do every day of our lives. Let's take time to pray it now. Thank you, Lord, for all of us that are listening today and all of us that are part of this group. Father, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say to the Lord, "You are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, nor does any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, simply email us at jparker@afa.net, and we'd be glad to email a copy to you. We're encouraging you to pray it every day over yourself and over your family. And please do forward this same prayer to family, to friends, to loved ones, because it's a powerful and a wonderful weapon for believers to put to work. Again, every day in this dangerous and crazy world we live in, remember, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so reading and meditating on Psalm 91 is a very wise thing to do on a regular basis, but also memorizing Psalm 91 and also memorizing the prayer praying Psalm 91 as well, a wise thing to do absolutely every single day. Amongst other things, we're going to share a few testimonial stories from people who actually were there in the World Trade Center buildings on 9/11, and there's some miraculous stories that come from what all took place on that day. So we'll be picking up there on the other side. Today we're looking at the topic, Jesus, the answer to 9/11. We'll be right back.
This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight.
Music of Michael W. Smith, Surrounded. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, Jesus, the Answer to 911. And in part, we're going to be sharing some of the stories of individuals that were actually in the World Trade Center's faith stories of God's intervening hand of grace and mercy. I recall the story of an individual who shared a lady who she was in the second tower after the first plane had hit the first tower, after a plane had hit the first tower. And of course, many people obviously at that point in time really didn't know what was going on. Many people had come down to a certain level in that building and they were gathered and just waiting, not going up or down. And then at a certain point, tragically, a voice came on the intercom and said, "Everything's okay, you can go back to your offices." Well, this one lady that stood in the crowd of people, she was a believer, and she heard the intercom just like everyone else did. But after she heard the voice on the intercom say everything was okay, you can go back to your offices, she heard the Holy Spirit say to her, "You need to get out now and encourage everyone who will follow you to go with you." Well, she had a choice. She had to decide whether she was going to follow the voice of quote-unquote authority on the intercom or follow the voice of the Holy Spirit. And remember, the Holy Spirit is God. He's never wrong. She chose to follow the Holy Spirit. She began to yell, "We need to get out as fast as we can out of here." And she yelled out loud. About one third of the crowd followed her and they hurried down the stairs. And by the grace of God, the group that followed her made it out safely out of the buildings before they collapsed on that fateful day. Sadly, the rest of the people perished that day amongst the rubble. Well, you know, we serve a Heavenly Father who knows how to look out for us, and as we listen to him, obey him, and follow him, God knows how to protect us, to guide us, to help us, even in the storms of life, in the trials and the difficulties of life. An important truth is listen to the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and always follow the Word of God and the Spirit of God as well. I'm going to share briefly from an article that I wrote entitled Psalm 91, Protection Amid the Storm. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust." In a perilous world filled with diseases such as the flu and now the coronavirus, many are very fearful. Inner cities and many other communities are simply dangerous places to be and to live, with drug and human trafficking, muggings, murders, physical and sexual abuse, etc. Where can people go to be safe? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, it tells us, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." In a world where people have been shot in workplaces, schools, churches, and stadiums, we wonder if we can be safe and secure anywhere. Is there any way to be protected from the dangers and perils we see all around us? Actually, God in His Word, did provide us with a powerful weapon for divine protection. This weapon is found in His Word in the book of Psalms, particularly Psalm 91. If believers will choose to pray Psalm 91 daily and speak it, its promises every day, the Lord can protect us mightily by His grace and power. Are you aware that there is a place in God, a secret place for believers who desire and believe Him for divine protection? It's a place of protection and physical safety that God teaches us about in Psalm 91. There you find a collection of protections, promises that form a powerful weapon of security and defense that only God can provide. We must be wise to confess these promises over our lives and over our families and or pray them. And the following is a way to pray that prayer. And of course, for the balance of this article, again, most of the balance, the rest of this article, it does contain this, the prayer, the Psalm 91 prayer. So if you'd like to get a copy of this article, Psalm 91, Protection Amid the Storm, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to share it with you. Then a second article entitled, The Answer to 9/11, God's Word in Psalm 91. This too is an article that you can email us to get as well, and we're going to share a portion of it as well. In the United States, the number 911 is used as the universal emergency phone number throughout our nation to call to get help in emergency situations. In the late 60s, the FCC partnered with AT&T to come up with a universal emergency number. AT&T proposed the number 911. It was considered short and easy to remember and could be dialed fairly quickly. Congress decided to support AT&T's proposal for 911 as the national emergency number and did pass legislation to put this into law. Probably and sadly, the persons who carried out the horrific terrorist attacks on 9/11/2001, often referred to as 911, felt that this date would be a very suitable day for their purposes to do the horrific things they did. And again, sadly, it gave a new tragic history to this date and this number. I believe God in His sovereignty had a hand in the selection of 9/11, so it represents a call for emergencies of any kind when people are challenged with them. In our world, the answer to all our emergencies, challenges, problems, and troubles are found in one place, the Word of God, and a very specific weapon to use and put to work, especially in troubled and emergency situations, and found in God's Word with Psalm 91, and a very unique verse, specifically a verse of encouragement and blessing, is Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Notice also that the number 91 is found in our emergency number 911. What will be one of the messages of this? One is that Psalm 91, along with all of the Word of God, is the answer to all of the emergencies, challenges, and problems we will ever face in life. Read, study, mull over, and memorize Psalm 91. Notice how this psalm speaks to all kinds of emergencies and problems we may face in life. All believers everywhere would be wise to begin to speak the promises of Psalm 91 over your life daily. Also, we would be wise to start to pray Psalm 91 every day over our lives too. Why? Because in this dangerous, insane, wild world, no one can protect you as God can. And putting Psalm 91 to work in your life every day is extremely wise for all of us. Again, the entire article is entitled The Answer to 9/11, God's Word, and Psalm 91. Please do again, if you'd like to email us to get copies of these two articles, simply email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. I want to share with you a powerful testimony of a young Christian woman by the name of Janelle Guzman, her name today is Janelle Guzman McMillan, but she had been in New York City and specifically in the Twin Towers on the day when this tragedy took place. She had been working pretty high up in the buildings. She was pretty high up, and so after the initial hit of the first building, she and some of her co-workers began to descend the stairs. And at a certain point in time, the buildings began to collapse as they were going down, and she ended up being trapped under the falling rubble of that huge building. She shares, and let me share some of her quotes from her own as she shares her own story. Ms. Guzman said, "I felt like I was there forever. I just thought I was dreaming. I just figured this has to be a dream. This is not happening. And I didn't know if anybody was going to find me. I just laid there." And of course, this young lady laid there amongst the rubble for a long time. She went on to say, "But I couldn't call out for some reason. Dust in my mouth, my nose. I was just laying there, just didn't know what to do, what to say. And the pain, it was shooting like steel, was like sticking at my side by my stomach. I only had my left hand loose. I was trying to position myself to kind of ease that pain, but it didn't help." Guzman McMillan adds, I tried to put my head out and I realized that it was really wedged and stuck. I was thinking, I'm going to die. I knew I wasn't going to get out. I'm preparing myself to die," she explains. "But then I decided to pray. I just knew that I wanted to live because I wanted to see my daughter, Kimberly. She was 12 at the time. I just kept begging and praying, just asking God to show me a miracle," she says. "And then as I was giving up and I said, oh God, I can't take this no more. When I heard someone call out to me, I feel like someone said, I got you. My name is Paul," recalls Guzman McMillan. "He held onto my hand and I held onto his hands. He was talking to me, telling me, I'm going to be fine. I'm not going to let you go," she remembers. Guzman McMillan spent 27 hours in the rubble before rescuers arrived. She ended up being the last person alive that was pulled from the rubble of 911. And she was pulled and spent at least a month in the hospital. But at a certain point, she began to ask, "I want to see Paul. I want to talk to Paul." She looked and never found Paul. And Miss Guzman McMillan, she concluded, Paul was an angel. And, you know, I think something very powerful in relation to Psalm 91 is that, amongst other things, God lets us know that as we pray a wise prayer based on Psalm 91 and stand on the promises, God lets us know, yes, without question, he uses his angels to help carry out his work and his will to protect his people. Notice specifically what Psalm 91 tells us. Picking up at verse 7, it says once again, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. So, amongst other things, remember, God uses his grace. He uses his Holy Spirit. He uses his angels. But it's God's business how he delivers us, protects us, helps us. And Miss Guzman McMillan, in her unique situation, she told of how that, an angel apparently named Paul held her hand and encouraged her, gave her hope while they were digging. And they did find her. And by the grace of God, she lived, and she's living today. She has a husband and children, grown children now, but she continues to recount God's grace and mercy. And again, she's grateful for an angel named Paul that God sent to help her in her time of need. Father, we thank you again for the wisdom and the grace that you give us as followers of you. Father, thank you for the opportunity for us to pray and to look to you for help, for grace, for protection in time of need. Thank you for a weapon like Psalm 91, a wonderful tool for divine protection to help us in these perilous days and times that we live in. Help us to know, Lord, that calling upon you and in your name every day is just a wise way to live. Help us to know, Lord, that as we use weapons like Psalm 91 and other weapons found in your word, that that's how we truly battle to see victory in our lives. We put the weapons of our warfare to work through standing on your word, praying your word, believing your word, trusting your word. Thank you for the opportunity to use the wonderful weapon, the sword of the Spirit, in our prayer life. And as we speak the word of God and stand on the promises of your word, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession, as we're today. We're looking specifically at the topic, Jesus, the answer to 911. And keep in mind, as we're told in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, we're reminded of the fact that life is spiritual warfare. It's spiritual warfare that, like it or not, we have to deal with every day of our lives. So we're coming up on a break, but on the other side, we're going to share briefly about one other individual that was there present at 911, a gentleman by the name of Stanley Preimnath, who is today 62, but he has a very powerful story of how God preserved him through, and he happened to have been right near the place of impact where one of the planes hit the building. So we'll pick up with this story in just a few moments. You're listening to the Hour of Intercessions. We're looking at the topic, Jesus, the answer to 911. We'll be right back. Music from the group Mosaic, the song Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, Jesus, the answer to 911. And let me remind you, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. If you'd like to get either one of the two articles that we shared earlier, we'd be glad to share them with you. And let me just say to the individuals' names who I've mentioned,
Again, please, I would encourage you to take time to read their stories, because both stories are so powerful. The first young lady that we shared earlier, her name, well, the young lady whose story I just shared a few moments ago, Janelle Guzman McMillan is her name. And again, she was the last person pulled from the rubble that was alive from 911. And by God's grace, she's still alive today. And she still recognizes and shares her testimony of how that it was God that took care of her. And she credits God by his grace that she's alive today. Praise the Lord. And again, a powerful testimony. Well, again, we're looking additionally at the name of a gentleman by the name of Stanley Praimnath. Now, I'm going to spell his name for you so that if you want to look it up, but it's Praimnath. Again, I'm pronouncing it Praimnath, but again, it's Praimnath. And apparently, he's by God's grace about 64 today, actually. But he was a gentleman who was working in the Twin Towers on the day of 9/11 as well. And specifically, one of the unique things about his story is that he is the only known survivor from the impact zone where United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the building. And of course, before he tells of the instance where just before the impact of the plane, he looked out the window and saw the plane coming towards his building. And he immediately put his trust in the Lord. In his story, he shared how that he dove under his desk just before the plane struck, and he held on against the air pressure until he was able to stand. And he eventually saw a flashlight through the darkness and went toward it. Again, he noticed that most all the furniture seemed to have been wrecked in the office where he was after the impact happened, except his desk. His desk was miraculously preserved, and God had miraculously preserved his life as well. And so he was able to crawl from under his desk and eventually saw light where there were persons that were trying to make their way to safety. And one individual helped Mr. Praimnath, and they were able to travel together, probably both of them very much injured, but they made it by the grace of God down the stairs safely out of the building. But the fact that he survived being almost right at one of the impact points, in fact, the wing of the plane was lodged in the doorway of the office building where he was. And it was God's grace that preserved him that day. He made it safely down and, of course, was injured to some extent, but by God's grace, he survived what he went through. He recovered in a hospital bed in the days after the attack, and he was traumatized and going through quite a bit. He had trouble recognizing his own family again, just very shook up after this. And at some point, he asked his wife to hand him his Bible, and he opened it to Psalm 91 and verse 1 and started reading. And he read, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you." And Mr. Praimnath said, "I snapped out of it right then." And it appears that the wonderful power in God's word helped him to bring back to a place of grace where his mind was okay, his mind became peaceful again. And by God's grace today, he's a minister of the gospel, and he continues to share his story of God's deliverance, God's grace, and God's mercy on his life as God protected him and delivered him on that fateful day 20 years ago. Father, we thank you once again for the powerful story of Mr. Stanley Praimnath. We thank you for the powerful story of Ms. Janelle Guzman McMillan. We thank you for the many other testimonies of people who, by your grace and mercy, survived that day. And Father, thank you, Lord, for how that though with our eyes, we weren't able to see them. Thank you for the thousands of angels that you dispatched that day to do many tasks of preserving life, protecting, and helping on such a horrific day. And Lord, I thank you for the fact that you're a God that when people ask the question, where is God when tragedy strikes? Father, I thank you for the fact that you've promised, never will I leave you nor forsake you. So we never stand alone, we never walk alone. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you give us to know that we can trust you and look to you in the middle of the storm. You're there with us. You've promised to always, always, always be with us. Thank you for the opportunity to be and do just that. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And once again, I'm a reminder to you that Psalm 91 is just one of many wonderful weapons found in the Word of God. Remember, let me remind you too, seven ways we can put God's powerful Word to work as the weapon that it is. And remember this, because it is a weapon, we're wise to put it to use. And to be quite honest with you, it's unwise to not use it because, like it or not, we deal with spiritual warfare, serious spiritual warfare, every single day. Remember, seven ways to put the wonderful Word of God to work every single day. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. Every one of those seven ways is a way to do warfare, to do spiritual battle, battling the darkness and tearing down the kingdom of darkness and building the kingdom of God. And as believers, remember, God calls us to be on offense actually all the time. We're called to be on offense all the time. And so learning to put the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, to work every single day is so important. I don't believe I have the ability to overemphasize how important that really, really is. So keep that in very important point in mind. And, you know, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, a familiar passage, is a great reminder of the importance of putting on the Spirit, the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Again, verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Again, as we conclude our broadcast today, my encouragement is, again, if you're not taking the opportunity to read and meditate on Psalm 91 consistently, I would encourage you to do that. And we're encouraging and challenging you to pray it every day. And parents, have your children to memorize Psalm 91 and teach them to pray Psalm 91 every day. Because remember this, they too are wise to pray that prayer for divine protection every single day. Let's take time to do that. Father, anoint us afresh with the wisdom and grace to be wise enough to learn to put weapons found in your word to work daily like Psalm 91 so that we can have the divine protection that only you can provide. Thank you for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. As usual, again, as we conclude our broadcast, if you're listening today and if you've never made the all-important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, if you've never received Christ as Savior and you want to be saved today, today is a great day to make that step. Would you simply pray this prayer with me? Or if you're listening and wish to recommit your heart, we invite you to pray this with us as well. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so very much that you came into this world a very long time ago. You lived your life. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. I repent and turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrongs I've done. Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Lord, you told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live my entire life for you. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed the prayer very much so, we'd like to hear from you. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. I'd like to be in touch with you. Want to share with you some materials and resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus. Or if you're wanting some of the prayer tools or Christian education or spiritual growth materials, we're glad to share them with you as well. Again, jparker@afa.net. And finally, if you're wanting copies of either one of the articles that we shared today, the articles one entitled The Answer to 911, God's Word and Psalm 91, and the second article, Psalm 91, Protection Amid the Storm, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to share those articles with you. They're for you and for the spiritual growth and edification of you and your family and anyone you wish to share them with. And please do use them and then forward them, share them with lots of people, family, friends, loved ones, fellow church members, otherwise. That's a part of what they're for. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Today we were looking specifically at the topic, Jesus, the answer to 911. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.